This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, as we've heard many times before here on Environment Matters, the jewel in the natural crown of Hertfordshire is the chalkstream rivers that flow through it. We host 10% of all the chalk streams in the entire world, and they're home to a unique diversity of species that live in their year-round cool, clear waters and gravelly beds. The water in these chalk streams comes not directly from rain, but from water that's percolated through the Chiltern chalk and flows out through springs. Now, sadly, awareness around these globally important rivers is low and they're in a poor ecological state. So it's good to hear about a new project to help them. It's called Not Born Yesterday and it's under the umbrella of the Chilterns Chalkstream Project. It's headed up by two inspiring young women, Martha Glannon and Fran Crowther. Earlier, I spoke to Martha and I started by asking her to explain their project name.
So we are Not Born Yesterday, and that born is crucially B-O-U-R-N-E. And that is to acknowledge that it's an ancient Anglo-Saxon word for river is born. And that's possibly a reason why we see so many borns in our landscape, in our place names. And we obviously have rivers, the river Misbourne and the Bullbourne. We have places like Redbourne. And these are all to acknowledge that the river was so central to the meaning of that settlement for people for thousands of years. And we are not born yesterday, in a sense, to acknowledge that ancient past and that intermingling of people and the rivers for thousands of years and all the stories that people have been telling and the meeting points at these rivers that were so important to people. And so we hope to acknowledge in that name the importance of rivers for all those many years for people, and that they haven't just sprung out of...
I also wondered if there was the idea of not born yesterday, like we want to keep these going. We don't want to make these into something that's just in the past as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the idea of our Chalkstream program, really, is to engage people who haven't maybe typically been engaged in Chalkstream conservation. And in part, that is going to be younger people. And that not born yesterday is to acknowledge that while they have this ancient and deep past, they are so important for people today. And in order to carve them in the future, we have to understand that full story of chalk streams and encourage people to get involved in conserving them actively.
Yeah, as you said, chalk streams have so many problems, don't they? And I just wondered why you felt that storytelling was such an important way of helping their future.
Yeah, I think the idea is that we, in order to protect things, we have to be able to tell a good story about them. We have to be able to convince people of that long narrative, that long story, all the meanings that those rivers have for people. You know, when I speak to people quite often about their childhoods, one of the first things they tell me is about a river that they grew up next to, be that far away from the Chilterns or be that one of our chalk streams. My Nana actually grew up in High Wycombe. She tells this story of the River Wye that would babble at the end of their garden. And at that point, there was a printing press that used to, I think it would sort of discharge its ink into the river, and it would run different colours depending on what the printing press was up to. And she tells that story. And that connection to that river and that observation is so crucial. And I think storytelling links us to that long past so that we better look after things and understand them. But also, I think it links people crucially to nature. You know, we have to be able to tell these stories of why people are a part of nature. And why, we have this interdependence on the natural world, and that the natural world is in many ways inseparable from us. I think chalk streams are a wonderful example of that. They have been modified and shaped and changed by people, and also affected and exploited by people for millennia. And yeah, we hope that through those stories, we can better empower people to look after them and instill people with a sense of how important they are.
And it sounds very much like a two-way thing. This isn't just about the rivers and it's not just about people. It's about how rivers can help people. And yeah, and like you say, you need people to get engaged with the rivers to help them. How do you think the rivers can benefit us? And as you say, in particularly young people.
Yeah, throughout history, rivers have provided, you know, a huge amount of uses for people through industries. I mean, if we look at ancient kind of cultures, there was things like iron smelting. And then more recently, we think a lot more about things like milling and paper making and even silk weaving. Like, all of these industries in the Chilterns depended on chalk streams, partly because they have that fast flow. There's so much power in a chalk stream. And that was important for all these industries. I think what's interesting about the modern day is that we don't have that direct understanding of the importance of a chalk stream directly to our local industries so much. And what we have now is a greater understanding that the natural world benefits us in these slightly intrinsic ways for our mental well-being. I, for one, feel a lot better when I go for a walk along, you know, my local river. And I think it encourages you to stop and you reflect for a little bit, and it takes you out of your stresses, and it probably also draws you into the natural world in a way that we, all of us with that nature connection, we kind of need it in our modern lives that can be so characterized by stress. And I think that's really, rivers have always provided people with that. There was this period in the middle where they also had this incredibly important industrial use. And now we're coming out the other side of that and looking to these rivers that we can restore, possibly some of them, to their ancient state. So we can remove the weirs and we can look to restore them to this ancient thing that they are. That's a wonderful story of people maybe, in a sense, being able to thank the rivers. That sounds a bit cheesy maybe, but being able to thank them for all those years that they provided us with so much.
I love the way that you're talking about the river like a, I suppose, like a person, like, mm-hmm. like, you know, as if it's got a whole identity of its own. And that's a lovely idea, isn't it? Having a relationship with our rivers.
It's a lovely idea. And I think it has tangible use in the sense that once we start to see rivers as something more than just kind of the sum of their parts, or actually is this kind of living system. We obviously imbue people with a better sense of the value of them and the need for their protection and to advocate for them and be connected to them. I think it's, you know, maybe it's slightly an academic thing that we've started to talk about the idea of rivers as having rights or being alive in a bigger sense. I think we've certainly, more recently with Robert McFarlane's Is a River Alive book, that conversation I think is more prominent in this country than it's ever been, and taking on those sort of indigenous ideas of rivers as being these living entities. Yeah, I mean, it's quite formative for Not Born Yesterday as an idea of seeing these rivers as the product of all those thousands of stories and years and people and communities, and then of course the ecology and the thousands and thousands of animals that rely on these rivers, from the macro invertebrate communities up to things like, you know, kingfishers and little egrets and otters and grey herons and...
Well, and things like the water voles, which are coming back now, which is marvellous, isn't it?
So
I suppose the Chilterns Chalkstream Project, which is the sort of umbrella project of which you're part, they're already doing lots to help the chalk streams, aren't they? Can you just tell us a little bit about what they do and why they thought that your project would be a useful addition to this?
Yeah, so the Chilterns Chalk Streams Project really, really advocates for the 9 kind of major chalk streams in the Chilterns. That was a sort of partnership essentially brought together, which has just grown and grown since its inception. And their role really has been to advocate for the conservation and restoration of those streams, and bringing together landowners and other conservation organisations and potential funders to try and relieve some of those pressures. And the Chiltern Chalkstreams Project came together with the Chilterns Heritage and Archaeology Partnership, and they came together and they really saw this, essentially this gap, which was that there wasn't a project that was advocating for that storytelling of the human aspect of chalk streams, that long history and all that heritage in a chalk stream, in combination with the ecology and the, you know, more wildlife focus. And really, Not Born Yesterday came together as a result of those two aspects. One of our big focuses has been on youth engagement as a theme. And I think that's another thing, is both of those two kind of founding partnerships really felt that there was a bit of a gap there for more young people to be getting involved in chalk stream conservation, that there was a relatively evident lack of young people in that world. And we know that the nature conservation sector more generally is it's not overly visible. There are young people that care about nature and who advocate for it everywhere, but they're maybe not the voices that get heard. They're not the most prominent people in organizations. That is changing, I think, and I see that evidence of that everywhere. But I think they felt that there was this place for young people, or generally those voices that have yet to be heard, to be brought into that story. So that is where Not Born Yesterday is born.
I love the pun there, that's brilliant. So you've been granted round one development funding by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, which you're using over a period of 18 months. You're about halfway through that now, and you're using that to develop the project before you apply for more funding. Can you tell us what you're doing over this 18 months?
Mainly what we've been doing is kind of collecting all those voices, getting a sense of who there is in the Chilterns, that, you know, these different organisations, be it river action groups and heritage and archaeology groups, or be it maybe local, you know, youth centres and schools and all these different organisations, and really trying to ask them what it is that Not Born Yesterday could do to better connect people with chalk streams, make chalk streams more accessible to people. We know that access is a hugely complex issue, and it's not just the physical access, but it's also there are real barriers to people feeling safe and in and around green spaces in the Chilterns. And we want to talk to people about, you know, sustainable usage of chalk streams and all those kind of important issues. And these past few months has really been characterized by, yeah, engaging people. We've been quite active on social media, in a sense as a bit of an experiment to see if we could produce engaging chalk stream content. So we have, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all those kind of things. In a sense, if we're looking to talk to younger people, you need to meet young people where they are. And quite often that's the platform that a lot of information and is consumed. And it's been much of attending sort of events and talking about Not Born Yesterday, talking about chalk streams. And then we've brought those voices all into a room now on two occasions. We've had stakeholder workshops. We bring together kind of all these different organizations to advise us as to what our program should look like in delivery. And then, as you say, we submit that sort of delivery funding bid to the National Lottery Heritage Fund, who have funded our development phase. And we bring with us a proposal with all those, ideally with all those voices and all those ideas. Yes, and that we will be submitting that in May of this year. So that is fast approaching now.
Yes, it certainly is. And so I appreciate you've not completed that work yet, but I just wondered if you could give us some ideas about what your vision for the full Not Born Yesterday project is.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, really, we are a programme of 12 parts. I don't know if I should go into all those parts with you, but as a more general summary, we have four major projects with a focus on the past. We've got a project called Rivers of Iron, which is going to be that study of the industrial usage of rivers and maybe spotlighting those industries that haven't necessarily received too much research in the past. So things like iron smelting as a major one. We don't know all that much about what role chalk streams played in that. And we'd like to bring sort of citizen scientists and volunteers into that process of research. And we also have a project where it focuses really on the spring sites of chalk streams. It's this, you know, fascinating aspect of chalk streams that they bubble out of springs at slightly different places in the valley. And those springs obviously are coming from the aquifer, this great network of water under our feet that we obviously can't see it. So it's quite hard to visualize it and explain it to people. But we'd like to map those spring sites, and then there'd be a discussion around the importance of springs in terms of the kind of religious and spiritual role that they've played in people's lives and continue to play. We're also looking to found a sort of educational facility for people to use to produce more research on rivers and chalk streams and water quality, and hoping to again bring in sort of more citizen scientists into that. There's going to be capital works restoration on numerous sort of chalk streams as well as part of this. So that's as I say, sort of looking at removing weirs where it's possible and safe to do so, and generally returning chalk streams to a more natural state of being, allowing, you know, for silt to properly be moved, and therefore you get that lovely clear flow. We're also looking to improve access and engagement for new and also existing audiences to enjoy chalk streams. And we do also have a couple of projects that have a real youth focus. So we're looking to host a number of young people to produce artwork around rivers and chalk streams. And that would involve, you know, potentially some storytelling around the heritage as well, and looking at the benefits of rivers to people's well-being. And on top of all that, we'll hopefully be able to offer community grants, so for, you know, local organizations, individuals, to apply for a small amount of money to hopefully help with a chalk stream activity of some variety. Yeah, and that's a very brief whistle stop summary.
Well, crikey, you're going to be busy, is all
yeah,
I can say.
Think so.
Wow, so many plans there. It sounds fabulous. It really does. So, how can we help? What do you want from us at this stage?
We do have a general consultation survey running. It's so useful if people, especially in and around the Chilterns, if they could fill out the survey. It doesn't take terribly long, and it's sort of linked on our website or through our social media. And it just gives us a general sense of what Not Born Yesterday could do for that individual or for that community, and how we should be developing our program in line with those kind of ideas and values, and a general sense of how much people already know about chalk streams and how much they understand the sort of risks, and then also that long history that I've talked about. And it's so helpful for us if people can fill that out, and there is now a prize gift voucher attached just for an extra little incentive. And if you do fancy following Not Born Yesterday on social media, it's so exciting for us to get new followers and also to be able to show people that there is such a desire for Not Born Yesterday to happen. Yeah, and from a range of communities, I guess. So those are really the two things I would say at this stage. And then, of course, listen out for news that going into the autumn, if we've been successful with our delivery bid. And then in a more tangible way, you'll be able to get involved in any of those things that I've just named. At this stage, the survey is wonderful.
Martha, thank you very much for telling us about that today. I was talking there to Martha Glennon of Not Born Yesterday, and I'll make sure that I pop a link to the survey that Martha mentioned into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you will find on the podcast page of mix926.com. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.